the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
February is a time when we can come together to honor and reflect upon the Black community's incredible contributions, struggles, and triumphs. I'm Adair Seifert, and today, Dr. Lyle Foster, business owner and faculty member in the Department of Sociology, Anthropology, and Gerontology at Missouri State University, explains the significance of Black History Month and how you can celebrate the contributions of African Americans during this month.
I would probably start off by saying Black History Month is extremely significant because it's a phenomenal opportunity to really explore and celebrate the contributions of Black Americans, African Americans to the history of this nation. And many times those stories have not been told. And so it never ceases to amaze me, particularly in this age of information, how much we learn about things we never heard before. And growing up as a child, this was kind of the one time of the year that you actually heard about this. And obviously today we understand this throughout the year, but it's still a special time to actually highlight what Black Americans have done in this nation.
He explains how you can honor the achievements and contributions of African Americans during this month.
One way I think was just really what I would describe as intentionality. So obviously the media, and that's the written media, that's media like this wonderful radio station, that's media that we watch and observe. So there will be a number of different programs really, you know, throughout the nation, throughout our community. So I think to celebrate, participate, learn, seek those opportunities out, make that effort this month to take advantage of the celebrations, the programming, the special shows that you'll see in various forms of media. Find a good book that you've always wanted to read, and maybe in honor or recognition of Black History Month, say, I'm going to read it. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to watch it. I think about when one of the trail markers opened up for Silver Spring Park. One of my close friends, her daughter, who's about 8 years old and white, she went home and asked her mother at bedtime story that night, how come there were separate parks? And they had about a 35 or 40 minute discussion. And this little girl, you know, in her, you know, 2018 self at the time, couldn't reconcile how Black people and white people couldn't go to the same park by law. She didn't have an understanding. But her mother taking the time to explain that was a very significant milestone in our understanding history. And so my point is, you never know the conversation. You never know the development that's going to have by having these opportunities. And so sometimes it can be simply life-changing.
He explains ways you can get involved during Black History Month.
I know that our local library actually does a great job of having particular community events in our public libraries. On campus at Missouri State University, you know, Heritage Month is always recognized with a number of special programming. You can go to the Office of Multicultural Programs website, look for the special events. Many times outside speakers, outside groups are coming to the community. And then we have our local NAACP chapter, also our Multicultural Business Association will be highlighting the contributions, in this case, of Black businesses, you know, underrepresented businesses in our community, and the role that that makes. I've been very involved in the Springfield Greene County African American Heritage Trail. So while it might be cold and that's an outdoor passive trail, we're going to be highlighting, visit the trail, see some of the significant historical markers. And we're also working on some new markers, but visit those historical markers and read about what's happened here in Springfield locally, because I think Black History Month is not only important to recognize the national contributions, but there have been many significant contributions right here in the Ozarks.
He explains the way Black History Month has evolved over the years and what that means in the context of today's social and political climate.
I think over the last few years, we have what in some circles is referred to as a national reckoning. So I think today, because of what has happened, particularly the social justice movement, social awareness movement, I think there's really a national audience for saying, what did we not know? What were we not told? Because one of the most important things is it helps us to understand better our present and hopefully prepare for our future. So that, I think, has kind of been a natural evolvement that I think now there's a much more intentional celebration. But growing up in the rural South as I did, Black History Month was kind of that one time of the year where, particularly for marginalized folks, it was a chance for us to kind of stick our chest out. And it was like, wow, that's cool. And then the rest of the year, it was kind of back to Virginia history. It was back, it was goes back to normal. So I think it's moved more from just even having that 1 month to really looking for those untold stories, you know, throughout the year. And how do we integrate those stories into the fabric of our local communities and obviously in our nation's history itself?
That was Dr. Lyle Foster, business owner and faculty member in the Department of Sociology, Anthropology, and Gerontology at Missouri State University. I'm Adair Seifert for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.